Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Looking to get a fish sandwich today and some cornflakes and apple jacks mixed together. That's what we were talking about earlier when it came to food.
And tequila.
And tequila. And that's finishing off the night. Maybe just all in one sitting.
I'm going to sprinkle a little fish in my suicide cereal. I think that would go good.
Oh, we said getting fish sandwich. That does sound good. Yeah. Not really. No.
I don't really like fish sticks or fish like that, but I really like tartar sauce. So sometimes I'll just eat that just to have tartar sauce.
I like tartar sauce.
I don't care for tartar sauce. What the hell is that made out of?
Tartar and sauce.
Mayonnaise and relish.
Mayonnaise and relish was always the poor man's version at my house.
Yeah.
I don't know if the restaurants do something fancy with it.
Like sweet relish?
Yeah, just regular pickle relish and Miracle Whip.
We used to do that.
Yeah, like chopped up little relish.
Well, we did that. We used to call it, when I was little, it was the poor man's French dressing was ketchup and mayonnaise.
Yeah. It works.
Yeah, because I don't care for the sweet relish. I don't mind the dill relish, but the sweet I could do without. And the mayo. I don't like mayo.
It was probably dill relish now that I think about it.
You don't like mayonnaise? I don't eat it much, but it's really good. Yeah.
It's basically what they have, like, the condiment stand at, like, a concession at a ballpark.
Right.
Okay. It's like that kind of relish.
Yeah. Well, now I want that. Now I want tartar sauce. Well,
doesn't a hot dog at a baseball game sound great?
Oh, my God, yes.
Some nachos and a little plastic helmet.
And a big beer.
Three hot dogs at a baseball game sounds good right now.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, I could go for a Chicago dog.
The market for super silent sex toys has surged in the last year.
You know, ones that keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, so you can.
Kids are always home.
Don't tell my wife, that kind of stuff.
Retailer Ann Summers says sales of the quietest vibrator, the Whisper Rabbit, are up 60% compared with a year ago, at least in Britain.
How noisy is that, puss?
Sounds like this.
Well, this would be the quietest.
Yeah, that's not that quiet.
This is the quietest steam engine right there they use.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't use a quiet vibrator and be a screamer. Kind of defeats the purpose.
Good point.
Might as well just have a loud one, then.
In Britain, louder than your screams.
Yeah.
In Britain, sales of adult toys priced at $125 or more.
So Chris does
Shut
a
up,
great
Doris.
Job. Giannis comes from behind.
We're not talking
and
about
gets
that.
A piece of it. Like, it's...
Sales of adult toys priced at $125 or more are up 160% between November and mid-February.
Whoa.
The rise of sales is largely being driven by women in their 20s.
Oh, ladies.
Celebrities cashing in. You know, you've seen the celebrities. Kara Delevingne, co-owner of a sex toy retailer, Laura DiCarlo has a premium robotic massager. Gwyneth Paltrow's brand Goop is selling a wand
pandemic
vibrator hailed as a thing of a beauty on a nightstand.
People in the 20s are not banging each other because of COVID right now, so they're actually getting vibrators. That why?
At least the women.
Yep. Well, the guys are probably buying fleshlights. So Bush told me. There was a couple
buses. How many do you need?
There were two buses coming by that one. You got up after Nick's, and then something other one just came the other way.
Unfortunately, it's getting to be old hat.
Jay-Z, along with his cannabis company Monogram, is launching a campaign to raise awareness about U.S. drug policies. The campaign is meant to shine a light on how these policies have impacted marginalized communities. He says that cannabis laws are out of date and disproportionately cruel. Billboards with the message are going up in cities like Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, and more. One reads, "The war on drugs worked if systemic racism was the goal."
That's true. And if you're denying that, you're just ignoring facts. Most black men are in jail because of weed.
And the bias against weed is really based in racism.
Always has been.
Because it led to jazz musicians.
Read a history book, exactly.
It goes back to that.
Right.
That's where the reefer madness came from.
And our governor still has that.
They saw some jazz guys, mostly black, who were smoking the devil's lettuce, so it's got to be horrible, and they've got to go to jail.
Right.
John Oliver's piece this week was about...
What's horrible is jazz. the weed's fine. Go ahead.
No, John,
the weed was great. Yeah.
His big deep dive piece this week was about police raids.
Was it?
And how a lot of times they're unnecessary and then they go wrong and they hit the wrong house or things.
Yeah.
And how those things seem to happen disproportionately in Black and Latino neighborhoods. Right. And maybe the way to get around it is just to stop raiding houses for drugs altogether.
You ain't doing anything wrong. They're not going to bust in and shoot the wrong people, puss. That's what you hear from the right.
Well, actually, that's exactly what happens.
Exactly.
they bust in and shoot the wrong people.
Yeah, yeah. Or shoot anybody that just has weed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they quoted some guy who's some police.
You ain't doing anything wrong.
Tactical Police Association chairman or something saying, we just shouldn't be raiding houses for drugs in the first place.
No.
That's not worth putting anybody in that situation.
No.
The homeowner or the police officer.
Everybody's at risk.
I mean, if you're looking for a murderer, that's one thing.
Right.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. They said that, originally these raids were made to save someone's life as a last resort.
Right. And now it's kind of, stop. This guy's got a pound of weed in there. Let's go get it.
Right.
Right.
Right. And they cited that, that one that happened in Chicago just a few months back where confidential informant, they just says, well, that house has drugs.
Right.
So they bust in. It's a completely wrong house. They've got a naked lady handcuffed, and she's...
I saw that.
Yeah.
That was sad.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Well, that was kind of the whole Breonna Taylor situation.
Yes,
in Louisville,
it was.
Wasn't it?
Yep, wrong house.
Yeah, but they were looking for somebody with some drugs.
Right. You ain't doing anything wrong. Nobody will shoot you in the face. Yeah, great.
Well,
that's a great defense.
Yeah, it's frustrating seeing all these weed companies. Like Jay-Z has one. Seth Rogen just
announced his. Seth Rogen's is called Houseplant, yeah. Yeah, he had it in Canada where he's from, and he's finally allowed to sell it in the U.S. I saw. I read that article yesterday, too. It's two different worlds.
It'd be nice to be able to buy that.
Living in two different worlds will be till it's federally.
He had saw on his Twitter he had a table lighter. I've never seen anything like that. It was like a big box lighter that... He's like, I always lose my lighters, but it's just like a big chunk lighter that...
Oh, you never saw those?
Won't get lost.
Yeah.
How does it work?
They're old school.
Hold this giant thing up to the bowl?
That goes back to 60s and 70s. You'd see those back in the day.
Yeah, they had them on the desk in Mad Men.
They did.
It was just a big chunk of thing that sat on the desk.
Right. It was just a desk accessory.
Right.
Like a piece of furniture.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't pull the lighter out of it? The whole thing is the lighter?
You lean in and just, it was like a jug sitting there, right?
I'm going to have to get one of those. Are table lighters legal here? Can we get that?
I don't know.
Well, see, the thing is, what would you light with it? Because it's so large, it doesn't necessarily work for things that many people might light.
Yeah, like it wouldn't work on a one-hitter, would it?
Not as easily.
No,
it would work on a one-hitter better than it would some bowls.
Yeah, but they weren't.
Because you'd have to turn it up.
Weed. They were invented for cigarettes. So
yeah, they were.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, not to turn upside down and light a bowl.
No.
Right.
No.
Which is what many people would use it for,
You could suck it into the bowl, though, couldn't you? It'd be tough.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering when I saw it. Like, how would you position that to, smoke a bowl?
It'd be a little cumbersome to light a bong or something with.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were thinking about it from your particular point of view, not, the way it was probably made.
For cigarettes.
For cigarettes.
Or light joints.
Or cigars.
Might have been for cigars, too.
Or joints. I mean, or blunts. Or something.
Yeah, you can hit up eBay and just put in, vintage table lighter, and there's a whole bunch of stuff there, Nick.
Cool. They have any with a KISS logo on it?
Yeah.
Haven't gotten that far.
I'm sure they do.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
If there's a product that exists without a KISS logo, I'm not aware of it.
Oh, there is. Let Gene know, and he'll get it up.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Yeah.
I can make $8 more of table lighters? We're in.
They're making a comeback.
Right.
Go to KISS.com. What is their website?
KISS.
KISS Online.
KISS Online.
Okay.
A collection of artifacts from the Alamo, donated by Grammy winner Phil Collins.
Yeah, he's a huge collector.
Have been put on display in Texas.
Yeah. Of the Alamo. I mean, he's fascinated with the Alamo. It's a weird, I saw that story about him. He's got one of the biggest collections of Alamo stuff in the world.
I mean, lost, by the way.
Yeah.
The Alamo curator, Ernesto Rodriguez, says much of it focuses on the Mexican army, one of the items is the original battle orders from Mexican General Santa Anna ordering the attack on the Alamo. This Phil Collins collection also includes a bronze cannon used by the Mexican army during the Battle of the Alamo. He actually grew up in London, but was captivated by the Walt Disney series Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier.
That was it. That's
and so he has spent the rest of his years amassing a huge collection of artifacts that he's now donated.
Yeah, that was a weird hit. I remember this. Davy Crockett when he was a kid in the 50s growing up in London, and he became fascinated and had the money to do it.
Yeah, it seems like an odd obsession.
It does, yeah. For a non-American, you know.
I could see this from Peter Gabriel, but yeah. Phil Collins.
Again, consistently rated as one of the most disappointing tourist sites in the country.
I think people are expecting a lot more than, well, hence
they
the disappointment.
They expected to be bigger building,
so
right?
So was I. It just looks like a little store in a strip mall.
Yeah.
Can you pee where Ozzy peed?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, I think you could, but they might take you away.
Yeah, do they have that marked? They have a plaque. This is where Ozzy peed.
No,
they should.
Yeah, they should.
Well, they really don't revel in that.
Well, it's the second most important thing that ever happened there.
No, but I'm sure one of the tour guides could tell you, if pressed, they'd say, "Yeah, Ozzy peed right here."
I mean, if people know two things about the Alamo, it's the Battle of the Alamo and Ozzy peed there.
Well, in the past 30
didn't
years,
he think
right?
he went around back or something, or didn't know he was at the Alamo?
Yeah, right, he was that drunk. No, he was just peeing. We all got to pee outside. I've done it.
Right,
I peed about. On the side of a ton of buildings in my life.
Because the front of the Alamo faces a pretty major street. There's a lot of traffic on there.
You don't know necessarily unless you're sure that that's the Alamo, you know, because it's just an odd thing where it is.
Yeah, it just looks like another adobe building. It really doesn't stand out until somebody tells you, oh, that's the Alamo.
Phil Collins must have been pissed when he found out Ozzy did that.
Yeah. Probably had his number, too. I got all of them,
Or did it first. Yeah.
Police in Washington, D.C. are planning for extra security tomorrow.
Yeah, the QAnon, the QOP, as people are starting to call the Republican Party, they're still pissed. And
they think that tomorrow there's going to be mass arrests of Democrats and Trump is going to be inaugurated as the new leader.
These are grown people.
Or as the old leader. These are grown people.
Grown people.
That's going to be a big news day.
It will be.
Yeah.
Grown people.
Is this Insurrection 2?
Yep.
Yeah.
Electric Boogaloo?
Yep.
Well, that comes from.
That's my favorite sequel.
Right. So grown people. You lose a family member to the cult. Can you imagine that?
Are they doing anything about this? Are they prepping for it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The point of the story was that they're planning for extra security.
Right.
Yeah, but I heard Capitol Police, and I really don't have a lot of confidence in the Capitol Police.
No, they're going
to. Right.
I think there's a lot of guys on the inside. I think there's a lot of guys who would just as soon have been part of that insurrection.
Oh, of course there was.
Than fight against those guys because they were on their side.
I think there's people in charge now who might be a little quicker to call in the National Guard to help out.
They might not want to know this, but Trump's not the president anymore.
Well, that's why tomorrow's such a big deal.
He's coming back.
So they know he's not. Well. Yeah.
But you got an FBI director who will not admonish.
No, he did. No. He missed that yesterday. He did say that.
He finally admonished.
White supremacist, yes.
No. He won't admonish the congresspeople who espouse these theories.
Well, he
brushed it off as, I may disagree with their rhetoric and their opinions.
I hated that, too.
No, you've got to shut these people down.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
People in that position.
Holly and Cruz were still pushing the fake people dressed up as Trumpers. No, they weren't. They were Trumpers. Everybody knows that.
No, you got to say, we can't have this kind of crap coming out of the mouths of our legislators.
Right.
Because you can't.
Will Smith says he might be running for public office.
Oh, come on.
Great.
Well, that's what it is anyway. We want our politicians to entertain us.
Is Jazzy Jeff going to be the vice president?
There you go. He's hoping.
Let's hope.
He's hoping. He's open.
It's a natural ticket.
He's available.
He's borrowing money every couple days.
Jada doesn't necessarily like that idea.
Uh-oh.
That'd be a significant pay cut.
She can talk to Kim Kardashian about that.
Yeah. That and butt stuff.
Right. Their normal topic of conversation.
Johnny Manziel says he's going to try and make the PGA Tour.
Isn't he still playing weekend?
Current quarterback of the Zappers of the fan-controlled football league.
Internet football that nobody's watching. I'm not. I don't know where it's at.
I was not aware he was good at golf. Is he good at golf?
Yeah.
He's a 0-1 handicap, he says.
Good at golf.
He says, now then, he was talking about, he was talking to NFL player Chris Long, and he says, I've been thinking about this the last couple of weeks.
I like it.
Yeah, he can't wait until he's got to join the real story, right?
He says, I've been thinking about this the last couple of weeks. He says, I'm going to give myself 12 years to try and play professional golf.
Oh, he's going to join the Champions Tour.
I guess.
It's always good to have a deadline.
Is he 38?
He's 28.
No. Oh, okay. So 40. But then he's got to go on with the big boys.
No, that's 50. Oh, eventually, right. You're right.
Yeah, eventually.
Well, he wants to play the big tour.
At 28, yeah. Keep in mind, at 28, he's older. He's a year older than Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, 2 years older than John Rahm, blah, 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 you know. So he's going to try.
Well, he's starting off from a good place. He is 0-1 handicap, and if he just practices all the time, who says he can't do it? You know?
Yeah, eventually but in
competition is a lot different.
Of course it is, yeah.
A lot more pressure.
Right.
What's the handicap of an average PGA player?
Oh,
way under that.
Yeah. Zero or below.
Yeah.
They're all scratch or better.
Well, much better than scratch, I think.
Yeah,
you can't win a tournament at scratch unless it's...
That's a good point. You're going to be under par.
The U.S. Open, you might, when they tough up courses.
Well, the Masters, maybe.
I'm not aware that there is a minus handicap. Maybe there is. I should know this. I'm the golf geek here.
Yeah.
But the best I've heard is scratch.
You going to go on the dish tour someday, Craig?
No.
How about the old man dish
absolutely
tour?
Horrible.
How about the old man dish
no.
tour?
No. Unless they've got
the old man dish tour. That could be 70-plus, old man dish tour.
They do have a tour, so to speak, and I could go on it. But at the same time, you know, it's one of those, you don't get to win anything because you're horrible. You can finish last every week if you want to, but you're welcome to give us your $5, $10, $25 and come play
in our
tournament.
To join the tournament, got it.
Yeah, you're fine with that.
But you won't be invited to any invites.
No.
Right? Yeah.
Well, my own.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You have your own.
Yeah, I will be invited to one.
And, hey, with the vaccine, we might be doing that next
Maybe.
Fall.
Maybe. Yeah. And, you know, that's outside and blah, blah, blah. You know, we're hopeful.
Yeah.
So who knows?
We are hopeful.
There are negative handicaps.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That like means,
how low do they go?
I've never heard anyone on the PGA is handicap.
Yeah, it doesn't.
They never say it.
What I'm looking at here doesn't say it. Just says that golf pros would have a negative handicap because they're finishing the course or hole in less strokes than normal.
All right. That's not
us. Manziel would be close if he's starting from zero. You just got to shave a couple off.
Yeah, but it's a sport, though. You got to start a little earlier than 28.
Yeah, but a scratch handicapper doesn't necessarily mean you're hitting par every time.
No.
Well, it does mean that you're going under par occasionally.
Oh, yeah. Like when I kept track, I was probably a bogey golfer, which would be 18 over par, but my handicap was somewhere between 12 and 15.
Yeah, which is not good.
No.
You know,
I mean, it's better than a lot of guys.
Oh, of course.
Depends on your perspective. I think that's great.
No, it is. It's better than a lot of guys, but it's not better than anybody that plays golf that's really good.
Oh,
obviously. No, it's just me. Of course it's better. You know, of course it's better than a lot of guys. Most guys just suck at golf.
Right.
I've played in a few, like, pro-am things where they ask, what's your handicap? And I just ask, what's the most you'll give me?
They give you the max.
Yeah. That.
The top.
Yeah, and a 12 to 15, you're probably a decent golfer, but you're not kicking anybody's ass.
No.
But you're better than some hack. I mean, some complete hack.
Most complete hacks.
Yeah. I mean, I can look like a complete hack every once in a while, too.
Yeah, you can.
You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
The Minnesota Department of Transportation has announced the results of its Name a Snowplow contest.
Love this.
They asked Minnesotans to name one snowplow in all 8 districts.
Yep. What one, Craig?
Well, there's 8 winners.
What was one of the winners?
The Where truck, formerly known as Plow.
I like that one because, that's nice. Minneapolis in nature. There was also, I believe, F. Scott Fitzgerald is from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Let me hear him.
He's Darth.
Keep going.
Shall I?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Let me hear him.
Darth Blader.
I like that.
F. Salt Fitzgerald.
I like that.
That's nice.
Snoby Wan Kenobi.
I like the one with the Minnesota roots.
Plow bunion.
That's Minnesota. Yeah.
Duck orange truck.
Now you're getting crazy.
That's right. Dumb.
My favorite's coming up, though.
Oh, just going to plow right past you. That's District 4's name.
You mind if my son plows you? Is that one of them?
And the Metro District, their plow's name is Plowy McPlowface.
There you go.
Of course it is.
Every time on the internet.
Plowy McPlowface. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. Download the podcast. Patronize the advertisers. Thanks
Stitcher,
for listening.
Spotify.
Wear a mask.
Follow us on the social media.
See you tomorrow.
At TNT Radio Empire, the official Todd and Tyler Facebook page.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.